Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show, like Spike and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented, have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the Twitter question. Ike, do you believe Philly sports fans have changed? Has changed? Oh, boy. Just a destructive.
Yeah, Justin struggles with the have.
Was that, that was me.
No, oh, that was you.
Yeah, author.
I'm sorry, Justin.
Yeah.
Blame that on you. My bad.
The way it's, I'm just going to read it the way it's intended. Do you believe the Philly sports fan has changed? And if so, is it for the better? Yes, and it's for the better. Or no, we haven't changed. What do you think the response is?
That's a tricky one.
Yeah.
I figured that one out.
Yeah.
Yes, it's for the better.
And no, we haven't changed. See, I think it's yes, and it's worse.
Right.
That's what I am positive.
Tricky question. Yeah, that's what I'm like. That's a tricky one. I'm going to go with yes for the better.
By how much?
I'll go with a slight edge. Let's go 57%.
There you're back on track.
Okay.
55% yes. And
okay, all right. Man, I was nervous today. I wanted to really get closer today.
Jack, can you put the poll up again? Correct the grammar, of course, but
I think the grammar's right.
It's wrong. Hold on.
Do you believe the Philly sports fan has changed, and if so, is it for the better?
Oh, okay, you're right. Well,
wow.
You're right, I'm wrong.
Wow.
You're right, I'm wrong. I misread it. You're right, I'm wrong.
Whoa.
I did it.
See, I
don't feel like an idiot.
I was thinking Philly sports fans as the collective, so I was looking for have. I didn't read Philly sports fan has. So
yeah.
That's on me. That's on me. I'm wrong, you're right. You're the writer, I'm not. There you go. You can clip that,
man,
by the way.
That was one time there, buddy.
Yeah, but could you repost the poll with the grammar exactly correct as it is, and add a yes and worse, because that's what I believe. Obviously, no one's going to vote for that because they never do, but if they, maybe I'll get 8% of the audience. 215-592-9494. Q in Center City. You're on WIP. What's up, Q?
What's going on, Spike? How are you, man?
What's up, Q?
I got something to say, man.
Uh-oh.
No, your take. Your take
okay,
is,
okay.
The take is, that we become smug fans.
Yes. Little lack of appreciation for the moment.
Right. Now, this is the thing. I think it's the total opposite. I think it's our lack of winning. Now, me, I've been here. I'm 50. I've been in this city my whole life. I only rooted for Philadelphia teams.
Okay.
So between all of our teams, we got 8 championships. We're tied. I mean, we celebrate the 0-1-6s way too much. We celebrate Ike Reese Eagles way too much. We celebrate
Ike Reese's Eagle.
Since I'm here, you may as well point me out.
Way too much.
That's all good.
Way too much. 93 Phillies, we celebrate way too much. That is because we didn't win.
Yep.
So this like this whole thing about we become smug, no, I think it's the total opposite. Because guess what? The Eagles Super Bowls, they didn't hit me the way I thought they would have. Because guess what? They came a little late for me. I'm enjoying, but not to the point of, it's like, about time.
Hmm.
So us as fans, I mean, the ones that I talk to that's been in this city, never go nowhere, these guys, it's like, okay, we need more. We're the rest of them. That kid a few years ago who had to sign, he was 15, he's from Boston. Still envious of that kid.
That's an interesting take, Q. Real quick, hold up. So Spike, he's like, he has more of the, it's about time. Like, these are titles that should have already been here by now. As good as some of those teams were, that's an interesting viewpoint as well.
It's it's absolutely an interesting viewpoint that I hadn't considered.
Yeah.
I do think though, your point about the championships not feeling as good as you thought they would,
right.
There is something to, that's why I want to enjoy the season. Because, you know, to my point earlier, most teams are not going to end in a championship. Right. And
you're saying enjoy the ride.
Yeah. The thing about enjoying the ride is that you have the whole ride to enjoy.
Right.
Right? When you win a championship, it's over. Everything's behind you. It feels good, but like, there's no ups and downs. There's nothing to look forward to.
Once it happens, it happens.
But yeah, it's just like over. And I guess the reason that I think the ride is so good is because, to me, I know this will sound crazy, the possibility of winning a championship almost feels better than winning a championship does. Because
the last week.
I'm sorry.
The last 2 weeks.
Really?
Well, the 21 strikeouts thing is, I haven't gotten over that yet.
19 strikeouts. Yeah. But he was on to something. The lowest strikeout percentage of baseball since then.
I was on to something. Right. I think there is something about
how
attractive the unknown is, and that you might win. Almost the lead up to it, for me, feels better than the actual moment you win, because as soon as you win, it's over.
Hmm.
But I hear what you're saying, Q. It's a good point.
So it's like, for some of us in this city, we put our whole everything on these teams to win. I mean, I remember a time when our teams wouldn't win, and I love the paper, love the sports section, love all the sports thing, where I have to get away from that for a while, where mentally it really messed with us. So it's not like, hey, the ride, this, that, never. No, at the end of this ride, it comes depression for some of us. Some of us are wrapped up in sports way too much, maybe. Maybe. I know as getting older, I had to, like, dial it back a little bit. But what I'm saying is that a lot of times this journey – at the end, if it don't come with the championship, is another C, and we got too many of them. I mean, we got franchises that's been around forever, and we got 8 championships between them. So, like, come on, we got to win more. And guess what?
In fairness, Q, most of those championships have come while we've been alive. I mean, really, 83 Sixers, 80 Phillies, 08 Phillies, the 2 Eagles Super Bowls. Which one am I forgetting? We were alive for the Flyers.
You're throwing 3 Nova championships.
Yeah. What's that?
So I'm just saying, Spike, for me and a lot of people who I talk to, like, when we get these championships or the journey, it's cool. We're going to watch it. We're going to, like, you know, but it's still like, if we don't do, it's like the playoffs. What are we going to do? So I just wanted to put that out.
All right, Q.
That's a good point.
That was a good perspective.
Yeah, the whole idea that, we got 2 Super Bowls, but we should have more than 2 Super Bowls at this point.
Right.
That's a hardened Philadelphia fan right there. He hasn't forgotten about the 80s and the 90s.
Well,
and those Hugh Douglas Eagles-led teams.
His point about celebrating Hugh Douglas-led teams. Before he put the Ike Reese Eagles.
I'm trying to get up out of there, He threw me in there. I'm like, hold on, man.
At one point in your life, you would have loved that. Like, during the run, the Ike Reese Eagles, are you kidding me? His point, I don't know how to reckon with the, we celebrate the 01 Sixers and 93 Phillies and Ike's Eagles too much, because I don't know.
At that point, that's all we had, though.
Yeah, but I don't think we celebrated. I kind of like celebrating those moments.
our era of Eagles football is quickly being pushed to.
Yes. Well, and by the way, so well,
we're still talking about the 0-1 Sixers because we still haven't been back to the finals since.
Yeah, and the 0-1 Sixers would be, I think, would fade a bit if the current Sixers were
no
to win
doubt
a championship.
About it. Without no doubt.
Right. Right.
No doubt. Well, when Jimmy, I think it was Jimmy, right, that reportedly said something to Bryce about if you want him to stop talking about the 0-8 championship.
Oh yeah,
team,
we played it. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go win one.
Yes.
He's right.
Yep.
He's right.
215-592-9494.
You want to stop talking about the 0-1 Sixers? Well, you need the Sixers to go win, or at least get there again.
100%
fair.
So you
have new memories. Yeah.
100% fair. They're always celebrating a championship at Colonial Hyundai.
There we go.
The championship of getting you a new Hyundai. Right. John Agel de Carzo only cares about that. Only cares about the end result. So does the staff at Colonial. The end result, you happy. And your journey at Colonial Hyundai, faster, easier, better. No hassle when you go in there. They know how valuable your time is. That's why they built the new dealership in there to make everything faster, easier, and better. Over 200 brand new Hyundais on the lot. So whatever you're looking for, they've got it. If you want a Kona, if you want a Palisade, if you want an Ioniq 5 or 6, they have them. Whatever your issue is, whether it's budget, right? Whether it is, because they've got Hyundais for every price range, whether it is your credit, financing as low as 0%, whether it's your trade, some of the best trade-in incentives going right now at Colonial Hyundai, they are going to work with you through the process and make sure at the end of it, you're feeling good about it. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
You. What up, fellas?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, let me get some of this action, man. Hey, Spike, that's like calling the kettle black. I mean, you know, aren't you the same guy a couple weeks ago saying that you over this Eagles Super Bowl and you on to the next? Don't that sound kind of ungrateful to me? You know, this is a team that won a Super Bowl, and that's the hardest championship to win, you know what I mean, in sports, arguably. And they won it.
Well, but that's
you were right. You were over it.
Yeah, but that's my point. I think that goes to my point that the entire season is part of it. It's not. I understand what you're saying, but my point being that talking about all of it and living and dying with every moment to me is what it's about. It is not just about the end result. The end result is that's the goal, of course, and winning a championship is the goal, but I'm already looking toward next season. What? I mean, it's true.
Depend on who you are. Depend on who you are.
Yeah. What was that noise from Chuck there?
I like to go to the barbershop and go to the cigar lounge and sit amongst the Cowboy fans and the Steelers fans and the, you know, the Green Bay Packers fans and the San Francisco 49ers fans and the Lakers fans and, you know, and all those guys and talk my ish. I can't do it for the Lakers fans. I mean, because the Sixers ain't worth nothing. But, you know what I mean? I can talk my ish a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, with them. Because we have two championships in the last 7 years. You know, we the team that's on the uprise. So now I can talk a little bit more. Before, I had to keep my mouth shut. You know, with these guys, you're talking about how many rings they got. Now I don't have to do that.
To be honest with you, Chuck, I'm not talking. When I'm talking about this, I'm not talking about you. Because you are.
Even in general, though.
No, but you will, after. You get up and
it
down.
It means fans like you that are like you.
Yeah, you like someone like you. You are up and down and up and down and up and down through the season.
Right.
At no point do you ever say, call me when they win a championship. Maybe for Embiid, but everybody else, it's pretty much they're great. They suck. They're great. They suck. And you go through all of that. I know that when you're talking to fans of other teams, of course, we want as many championships as possible. That you can't talk to a fan. If you're a Phillies fan, you can't talk to a Yankee fan and go, you know, they give us a good ride. That doesn't work. Mm. I understand that. But I think when we're talking amongst ourselves, it was just there was something about it yesterday, Chuck, where everybody was saying, nah, none of this matters. Just call me if they win a World Series. I was like,
right.
Are you kidding me? You know, that they.
Yeah, so if people don't know, this is Spike's thoughts coming off of
yesterday's show.
The big win with the series win versus the Dodgers. And he's excited about the series win. And he feels great about the team. And it feels different to him. And I was more or less poo-pooing the whole thing that, it's a good win,
I heard
but.
Your show yesterday.
Yeah, I need to see more.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, I didn't know if you heard yesterday. Okay.
No, I listened. I heard.
Okay.
And the thing about it is this, right, with the Phillies. Let me say something about the Phillies, right? You got some people that go to the games that just want to drink a beer. Like I sometimes, I like go to the games. I might just want to drink a beer, not even sit in my seat, just walk around the stadium.
Yeah.
And eat a hot dog. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yep.
You got some people that just like watching the games during the summer because it's something to do. It's a tradition during the summer. You know what I mean? It's 162 games. These guys have had their chance to close out and win a championship, and they failed to do so. Can't blame us for saying, wake us up from October. That is a very taxing season. It's not like the Eagles season when it's much shorter. You know, it's not 82 games. It's 162 games. So, yes, you're going to get some people to say, you know what? I'm going to drink beer, enjoy the Phillies this year, but I'm not going to be tuned in and locked in every game, you know, like it's my last. Until September, October, when it's still good, you realize it's still good. You say, don't wake me up. Now I think they can win a championship. It's been 4 years of a 162-game season. They lost and haven't made it to the championship yet. So, I just think that you need to give us a little bit more grace with that. You know, I think these fans here, you know, Spike and Ike, these guys are just the best fan base in the world.
Yeah.
And the show at parade. You know, ask those people at the parade that just was out there early in the morning, 5 o'clock,
4
o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
You know, trying to sit out a chair to get the best seat to watch the Eagles, their champions, come down Broad Street. You know what I mean? When you win a championship here, you are beloved in this city like none other. When you fall short, hey, sometimes it gets to the point of, you know, numbness.
All right.
You know, and I'm not saying the Phillies are there right now. They're not the Sixers. I'm not saying that by no means. And they have they started off great this year. And I think they could be good, but I don't know. We don't know until the end of the year, but I just think that it's getting to that point of numbness.
All right.
And that's just the bottom line.
All right, Chuck. You know, I'm sorry for cutting you off, Chuck, but we have a very special guest. Mm-hmm. Ryan Hammond, Executive Director of the Eagles Autism Foundation. Mm-hmm. How are you, Ryan?
I'm great. How are you guys? I miss you.
I miss you, too. Well, before we know it.
Well, I saw you this weekend somewhere on TV.
Well, you know, April, I'm out and about in April sharing the good news of the Eagles Autism Foundation.
So that's right.
Thank you for being a fan, Ike. I appreciate it.
Well, Eagles Autism Challenge coming up May 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, everyone can register to you can run or you can walk or you can get on a bike. So there's almost no excuses for anybody.
Absolutely. I mean, here we are, May 17th. It's our 8th annual. We're coming off of last year was a record. Well, all of a sudden, we went to the Super Bowl. And to think about that last year's record, we already are breaking it. So not only participants. I mean, we get to ride the 10-mile bike ride and recreate the Super Bowl parade with our players. Like, who doesn't want to do that? And know that every dollar they're raising is making a difference. And then just the opportunity to have this meaningful connection with our fans. So we're trying to win championships on and off the field these days.
Yes.
And a great way for people to be a part of the action is on May 17th with Eagles Awesome Challenge.
Absolutely.
What a great event. What a great day. I mean, really, you know, the Eagles Autism Foundation is an all-year-round thing, but this is the sort of, would you say this is like the kickoff to the new year? Or
yeah, this is our signature event. It's
yes.
actually kind of the end, the culmination, because
okay.
when we get to May 31st, that's like when we're filling a bucket all year long. So we're doing things. We're doing our radiothon with you. We're doing auctions for the game. We do our 50-50 and all of these different initiatives to raise money. And the culmination is Eagles Awesome Challenge. So this year, I'm so proud to share that we're going to surpass raising $10 million in just 1 year. So that's since June. And we give every single dollar away. So 100%. You think about philanthropies in competitive place and how do you make a difference with your dollars right now? Donating to the Eagles Autism Challenge, participating in the Eagles Autism event, you know, that is how you're going to make a difference. And to have it with our team in such a, you know, moment in time that's so meaningful, it's really transformational. We're giving this money to fund research, but more importantly, to fund real-time programs, to create employment opportunities. You've seen our popcorn factory that we've done. This is a great call to action for anyone out there, whether they have a personal connection to autism or they just love the Eagles, to join us that day. Ike is always seen, you know, I would say shuffling on the 5K, not quite as long, a little faster than a walk.
No more bike for you?
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Really, Ryan? We're going with shuffling?
Yeah. His wife is like, eat my dust. Yeah. She leaves him.
Well, now, yeah, she runs. Yeah, she runs the whole
yes.
5K. Yes. I will say I have a nice walk. Not shuffling. Like shuffling is Harold Carmichael. I'm at least walking at a good pace.
I remember.
But again, just the fact that you're participating, right? It's such a great way for like our Eagles legends to come back.
Yep.
Like everyone, Hollis Thomas, like they're showing up, they're showing out. Jason Kelsey's been back with us. We'll definitely get BG back this year. And then you have all of our current players. And I mean, I know there's definitely some fan favorites, especially after the heroics of, you know, the Super Bowl. So to have these players really excited, like, Cooper DeJean is getting promoted from, like, the water station last year to being able to ride the 10 miles. So it's going to be really cool.
Water station. Wow, that is a come up for Cooper.
Well, and that's the thing. Yes.
All of the rookies you'll find at the 5K station handing you know, your hydration. But they're so excited when they get to kind of get past that role and they get to actually ride. So I know we'll have some new faces on bikes this year. And we'll bring some of the old guys back, like Ike and friends.
I haven't missed one yet. No, it's an awesome event to attend and to be a part of. You know, Ryan spoke about the great cause that you would be supporting, and the Eagles have done a great job of raising money with the help of all Eagles fans and people that support autism. But if you're just an Eagles fan and you're talking about being around some of your favorite Eagles players, current and former players, I mean, it is a two-day event, the night before and the day of the event. It is a fantastic opportunity to interact with some of the guys as they are out there on the course, whether they're riding or walking with you. When you come in at the end and you get a chance to mingle around at the end when you get your medal, take pictures.
On the field.
Jeffrey Lurie, Mr. Lurie is speaking to everyone and thanking everyone for coming out. By the way, he's also a part of it. He's walking. Like everybody in the organization shuts down that day and everybody pretty much participates in some form or fashion. So I know my family looks forward to it every year. They won't let me miss it. So I'm looking forward to getting back out there. And I think it's about time for us, Ryan, to start up our ante and raising some money for our individual accounts, right? I'm trying to lead the legends.
We need to send your fundraising page so you can share it on social media and all the fans of Ike Juice out there. And, you know, what you said was so important, right? This initiative started with the vision of Jeffrey Lurie. His personal connection to autism inspired him to be a voice for the now 1 in 36 people affected. And since we started in 2018, we've raised, you know, over $40 million when we get to the end of this event this year. And to know that every dollar is going to change someone's life, whether it's through investing in research or in the real-time support we're creating. I mean, that's what it's all about. And when you think about what the Eagles organization accomplishes, it's hard not to imagine what we do off the field being so important to, you know, as we hoist those trophies on the field.
Mm. I would also say this, and I know this is far less important to than the mission itself, but if you are a runner, so I can't really run 5Ks anymore because of my hip and back, but it is a fast 5K. Shut up, Jack. It's a fast 5K course. The fastest 5K I ever ran was the Eagles Autism Challenge. So if you're looking for a, you know, a PR out there and you're a runner, it's a fast 5K. So yeah. Registration is for free right now if you go to EaglesAutismChallenge.org and use code April25. And Ryan, I'm going to say this because you won't. Everybody's talking about Nick Sirianni, big contract extension. $10 million in a year raise. There's got to be someone talking about Ryan Hammond contract extension somewhere.
You are too kind. But people like Ike, right? He's an ambassador. He makes my job easy. It's the community that we have. The backdrop of the Eagles organization is just really special. And the fact that I get to exploit all of these opportunities to create meaningful connections with the community, it's just been incredible. And again, we have Eagles everywhere. I've heard from fans from Australia that are coming to do the 5K. Mm. We've had people from the Netherlands. I think creating that positive connection around autism that can be challenging for people to talk to is why people show up that day as well. And it's just a testament to Jeffrey, his vision. And, you know, if Jeffrey says it's important, then all of a sudden I'm meeting with the team with coach. And how
and, you know, amazing how that works. Yeah.
So it's been great. So I appreciate everyone's support. And there's time to register. You can register through the event, but you are going to be met with some fundraising minimums. So we're here to help. And we're just so appreciative to partners like WIP. And Ike and Spike, you guys have been huge champions. And even Jack, I keep calling Jack out to do the 5K, but I guess he was busy writing his book, maybe. Wow. I don't know.
He can do the 5K.
Easy.
He can do the
5K. I have ran it the last 2 years. We got
Gilio smoked him out there. Yeah, Gilio outran him.
Well, Gilio's the fastest guy.
Well, it's easy when you weigh 120 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
All right, Ryan. Well, I appreciate you calling.
We look forward to it, yes. Yeah. We will be there.
Again, it's EaglesAutismChallenge.org, and to waive the registration fee, the code is April25. And again, the event, May 17th, kicks off at Lincoln Financial Field and finishes there at Lincoln Financial Field.
And Ryan, the book is ringthebellbook.com.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I can't wait to read it. There's an event this weekend, a tattoo event with Brandon Graham. So check out our social media, too. There's some fundraisers happening. Everyone could be a part of it. So.
Tattoo
it. Nonstop. Right. Nonstop. I heard 40 million. I heard that number this weekend, Ryan. 40 million.
I know.
Nice.
Quite the legacy that every dollar has been invested in the community, too.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
We're not done yet.
I know it. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Ryan, everything that's good. And coming up next, a person who is everything that is the opposite. Elliot Shore Parks joins us.
He out there running.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Is Elliot run?
Well, because as Spike's been pointing out, he's gaining a lot of weight. So
I'm just saying a little weight.
Well, you reported it. So, yeah, I think it'd be good for him to run.
Yeah. Gotta get out there, man.
I wonder if I could.
Are you walking this year?
I'll walk it. My goal, though.
I will walk together.
Next year.
That's beautiful.
I actually walked last year with your dad, I believe.
Next year.
Did you beat him?
Well, at least he didn't fall.
Because he was restricted to walking.
Yes,
exactly.
As he should have been. Yeah. One of the worst nights of my life, spending in the ER with my father. Yeah. Everybody fell on the bike.
Sounds like a beautiful moment.
Yeah. Well, Steinberg was there too.
His favorite person.
Man, a weird day. But my goal would be I'm going to run it next year. I will walk it this year and I will be back to running next year.
Now, do you think if Elliot did join it, would he wear the Eagles Insider of the Year like
his
chain?
Buckle, his chain.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be a move.
That'd be the move. Elliot joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, man.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.